K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. It has been an all-world busy day. I'm recording this on Wednesday again, so just got back home, back to the EG3 confines, back here, back at it here. It's a podcasting day, baby, on this Wednesday, April 16th. 2025. Thank you for tuning in again to this podcast. This won't come out till tomorrow, so we'll just have to wait for the disappointment. This quarter, the women's golf episode, and now we're right back at it. Recording. I feel like I'm recording the same thing, but this time a little closer, right? A rare two-game midweek series for K-State baseball concluded this afternoon. A rapid reaction postcast. K-State getting swept by Northeastern 5-3 early day in Boston, Massachusetts. This was a seesaw early on this game, back and forth. It was going to be one of these games. It felt like it anyways. It looked like it. Sounded like it. Anyways, but a home run by Northeastern in the third was the difference of this ball game here, as K-State could not get across any more runs in this ball game. Pete Hughes, go right to him after K-State getting swept out of Boston. And now you got to go play Kansas in Lawrence here in another day. You're going right back in the conference play on Friday with KU, the Dillon Sunflower Showdown in Lawrence, Kansas, for a critical three-game series now for the Batcats. But back to Pete Hughes here real quick. Quote, I thought we pitched well enough to win today, but unfortunately we didn't play well enough to win. And then it goes on, continues on here and say, quote, we created opportunities but didn't take advantage of them. We also created opportunities for the other team to score, which they did that plenty in less than 48 hours against the Huskies of Northeastern there. That was the difference of the game, and a bomb in the third inning. We're going to go right to the box score here, as K-State now going the wrong direction. Yep, going the wrong direction after being ranked. I got to see, we were ranked going to Oklahoma State, right? A couple weeks ago, we were 22nd ranked in the nation. And we've hit a slide here recently. Now, I got to go back and check since that point, and maybe I'll just do it live right here, right now. But Northeastern now, 27-9 in the year, sweeping Kansas State. The Cats all of a sudden, 23-14, are coming back to earth a little bit? Maybe? I have no clue. Northeastern struck first in the bottom of the first inning there. And well, what's his goal with K-State first? K-State getting on the board in the second after trailing, tied the ball game in the second inning. They're getting one in the second, two in the third, and that's all. That's it. That is it for K-State. And yeah, Pete Hughes, you're right. You gave Northeastern a lot of chances. Northeastern cashed in. That's just the story of the series. You can't play ass in the field and expect to win games. I said that except for the cussing word part of it. But you can't play bad in the field and expect to win ball games. You just can't. And we have opportunities. Does this sound familiar? Atlanta Braves. Yeah, I'm talking to you. But talking to all y'all. It's like all y'all. We absolutely stink right now. But this is not a Braves podcast. This is a K-State podcast. And K-State has hit a lull. So you go back to the UCF series, they took two there, they lost the first game, they get swept here, 5-5-5-5-5, let's see, they've lost, let me see if I count here, three of their last five games, and might go longer than that. Like I said, they're ranked going into K-State baseball in that Oklahoma State series, 22nd. You're ranking the top 25 in the nation. You're playing good baseball, and now you're going the wrong direction. Northeastern, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and see, here we go. Listen to this, folks. K-State, 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Y'all have not listened to this podcast long enough. 3 more errors for K-State defense. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. It's frustrating. You're not only the Braves playing awful baseball, not only that, bats stink, Cats, they're playing bad. Just bad defensively. Three more errors in this game. Again, they're gonna find a way to correct this. This is gonna go really bad. You're gonna go against Kansas. I don't have the Big 12 stands pulled up right now, and I'm not going to do so right now. I'm getting ready to jump on and do my other podcast here in a few, but it's just you committed 6 errors in 2 days. Unacceptable baseball. You definitely can't win like this. I feel like I say this every day now. You can't win baseball. This is not winning baseball. 3 more errors in this ball game there. Again, that's the difference in this game. Let's see. Yeah, and your pitchers. Your pitchers committing errors. 2 to 3 committing errors in this ball game. That's just not going to cut it there. Max Gitlin started for Northeastern. 5 innings pitched. 6 hits, 3 runs. All those were earned. Walked 3, struck out 7, and it sounded like from this line here that's red, K-State should have jumped all over Max. Didn't do it. Max probably settled in, which it looked like he did. And Carson Walsh and Brett Dunham took care of the rest there. Taswell Butler started. A bullpen pitcher started for this game. Again, you got to save your main guys for the weekend. I get it. I understand that. 3 innings for Taswell today, this afternoon. 4 hits. All those 4 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those were unearned. I should say earned. Should go back and correct myself this. 3 of those 4 runs for Gitlin were unearned. And 3 runs out of the 4 were unearned for Butler. Struck out only 2. J.J. Slack pitched 4 good innings. And James Gett pitched an inning to round up to the order for pitching for K-State in a 5-3 loss earlier today. And another being on the other side of the sweep. For K-State, that is the second time getting swept in a matter of a couple weeks. You gotta hope. So that's a 5-game losing. If I'm right on this, now I'm trying to think if they play somebody else on the road. I'm not sure. I gotta go back and look, but I know off the top of my head, we got swept by Oklahoma State. I keep bigging that up. That's what started this whole thing out. And then you get, again, you throw in the UCF opening loss at home. You lose at home, and on that, you get blown out. On top of that. And then now you get swept in a midweek series with Northeastern in Boston. I'm not trying to throw shade at Northeastern. It sounded like I did, but hey, look, their record's pretty damn good. And that's what the good teams do. Take advantage of the errors. And that's what Northeastern did. K-State didn't do that. They didn't do that at all in the series. And you're going back now. All of a sudden, you look at this record. They're only 9 games over 500 now. You better be careful here, K-State. There as well here. Keegan O'Connor did not get a hit in this ball game, so he went hitless. D. Kennedy, finally, thank you, Coach. Pete Hughes, thank you for tuning into the podcast earlier today before losing to Northeastern. D. Kennedy, back in the line, back up top of the line. I know he went hitless, both he and Max Martin, 0-8. You need better. You need those guys to get on base or at least hit home runs. They did not do that. They didn't hit any home runs in this game. 0-8. And you include Seth Dardar in here. They went 1-10 for your number 1, 2, 3 hitters. That's not gonna cut it there as well. So again, I rather have D. Kennedy up there instead of Maxis Martin up there. Leon, Maxis Martin is proven your power hitter in the slam. You need him in a 3-hole or 4-hole or move. Baron Matlack was in the cleanup spot in this game. He was probably the only positive here. 2 for 3 in this ball game. He did score 1 of the 3 runs in this game this afternoon in losing cause there, but I keep saying that. What does Sue keep looking at? Just go on. Seriously, what do you need? What's your problem, man? Really? Yeah, but I'm sorry. Sorry, getting off track there. Like, what you want me to do, right? But anyways, yeah, I don't know what. He's got, well, I tell you, boy, I don't know. It's like, hey, we're just out here, you know, out here, like, looking around. This guy just wants a staring contest. Yeah, keep staring. Keep moving on. Whatever. But anyways, apologize for the ADD moment. there as well. Recording the podcast, you know what I mean? And people just wanna know. See, this is what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about here, and that's the way I am. That's why I am the way I am. Because you're trying to start trouble. Hey, you want to start trouble? Yo, hey, just go. But anyways, I'm sorry for the ADD moment. Back on here, try to get this thing back on tracks here. Real quick here, but speaking of starting trouble, well, K-State baseball is in a lot of trouble right now, and we'll see what happens with, better wrap this up or I get myself in trouble, but K-State baseball getting swept, and defensive woes continue in the field for K-State, committing 3 more errors this afternoon in a 5-3 loss there, and now you gotta turn your attention now to Kansas. This weekend, we'll have more on this in the preview, weekend preview coming up as well. Hopefully, I don't get off track there as well because, yeah, that's just not good on course. But whether people are trying to start some or when you're having trouble feeling in the field. Anyways, let's wrap this thing up because I am ticked as it is right now for multiple reasons. Well, we're not going to share any more of that here because we're already off the rails. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you get it. We're our podcast found free and available daily. We're having a chance to record Kansas State content. We're free and available daily. We're having a chance to record content or when guys try and nosy in your business or whatever you're trying to do or trying to start trouble. Have your own staring contest. But anyways, Pro Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever this is your podcast. Again, apologize for the ADD. I apologize, but again, that it really irritates me. That really irritates me. We're just going about your business, and guys, little punks like that want to nosy in your business. But anyways, Alex Aiden, me and my Alex Aiden, Pro Project Podcast, Audio Boom App, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, Greer 3 Ace Podcast, your IR, the number 3 EDID apostrophe S Podcast. Want more bonus content? I did record something over there before leaving town for the Lake of the Ozarks last week. Haven't posted that yet. I'm probably going to have to post that. I'll post that between now and then this week. I think me and I are going to get together tomorrow. I'll check in with him on that. And of course, tell one K-State fan, not a little punk, tell K-State fan about the Pro Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up. On this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, if I was already fired up now, I'm really ticked off and fired up right now. Northeastern sweeps Kansas State out of Boston. K-State searching for answers. 5-3 earlier today. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Pro Project Podcast rocks on. Go Cats.